Starting in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the emergency broadcast system. The CDC is advising that you stay in your homes
and walk. Welcome to the forthcoming podcast, where everything is forthcoming.
Just like an episode. What has it been? How many months?
Oh, I can't even count.
We lost track.
Month?
Good job, Bobby. No. I think September was the last time we actually recorded.
Wow.
So it has been a while. Just a little while.
Well, anyway, everyone, welcome to the
forthcoming podcast.
I think we're going to start season two. This will be episode one of season two. Who knows how many seasons we'll have.
We'll call it the lost season.
The lost episodes between September and January. So, we're back in the studio here. This mess.
Happy New Year,
yes,
everybody.
Yes, we are. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Welcome back.
2020. It's amazing, huh?
It is.
Kind of amazing.
So, Bobby, what has been going on in Bobby's life since last September?
Wow. A lot's been happening. You know, work and just, you know, everyday personal life and all that good stuff, trying to maintain a house. And believe it or not, we're coming up on a year.
Has it really been a year?
February 12th.
I'm surprised.
Wow. How's the car situation in the garage?
I actually have it in the driveway right now. It's my fault because of the Christmas stuff.
How much Christmas stuff do you have?
Well, my old partner gave me a 7.5-foot tree that I told her did not fit in my house.
So why didn't you just put it in the front yard?
I'm not going to put a $300 tree in the front yard.
That's not like a you problem, not a me problem.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I need to box it up and I'm going to cut it down a little bit, like the base, so it'll fit in my house instead of being...
How big is the base?
I don't know.
I mean, not the girth, the actual length.
Oh, I'm talking about the girth. I just need to cut the pipe down a little bit.
What? Does it fit, like, from the bottom to the top?
The bottom goes in the stand.
Yeah.
And then you put another piece on top of that.
Right.
Another piece on top of that.
I understand how artificial trees work.
Well, then apparently I'm not getting your question.
Nope, you sure aren't.
Okay, the bottom of the base, the tree, or whatever it is, the fake Christmas tree. How long is it? Is that what you got to cut off?
From the bottom of the tree.
To the floor. The bottom,
yeah,
how long? Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
I know it's 7.5 foot, so I need to take a foot to a foot off.
Quite a lot for a...
7.5. I take several feet off.
Well, it needs to be 7 or below.
How tall are your ceilings? Are they 8?
No.
7.5, maybe?
Yeah, maybe 7.5.
Probably 7.5.
Man.
Well,
you
may not realize it, but we've been there at this house. So.
Yeah,
it's tiny.
You have a tape measure, don't you?
I can touch it with my fingers.
I never tried, but if I did that, I know my reach is... 7 feet, 2 inches.
But you're not 7 foot.
I didn't say it was. I said my reach was 7 feet, 2 inches. So, good job. So anyways, what else has been going on, Bobby?
That's about it. Had a nice couple weeks off for Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
Hung out with the family quite a bit.
You actually did work a couple days in there.
Yes.
2 days, to be specific.
Yes.
Two consecutive Mondays.
I'm still interested in how you worked that out.
Well, my coworker came up with the idea, and I liked it, and I ran with it.
Okay, it's legit. Randy came up with it.
Yeah, okay.
That's all you have to say. We'll leave it at that. Is Randy here today?
No.
He was coming in half the day, but after his dental appointment this morning, it turned out that He had been dealing with it since September, and with insurance and finances, they wanted an astronomical amount. So he went on his wife's insurance, and whoever he went to today was like, "I can't believe you waited since December, because the tooth was cracked and broken."
It's cracked in half, and it was rolling with an infection.
Oh, poor guy.
Yeah, they ended up pulling it, but he's not coming in today.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
Man, so, that's too bad.
So how was your holidays?
It was good.
Your Christmas?
It was good. I worked. I took some days off.
Yeah, same here.
But
mostly I did work though.
Yeah, mostly work. Spent some time with the family. I usually do.
I heard that you and Mama and some good friends played Mexican train dominoes.
Well, Mama wasn't there, so I don't know how she would be playing when she wasn't there. My wife and our friends, yeah, we did. We played that. It's the first time I ever played.
It's a fun game. I like it a lot.
What game was
it? It was kind of funny. Mexican Train, the domino game.
Oh, that's right.
And it was kind of funny because I'd never played, and our friends that were over, the lady's mom played. She was actually playing with her friends, and they're elderly or whatever. So we couldn't figure out the rules, and they weren't in the little packet, so she kept calling her mom. I think her mom was getting irritated. I'm just trying to play over here. So, yeah, we did that. Like old people ringing the new year playing dominoes.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Nothing wrong with that.
Not at all.
Safe at home. Don't have to worry about crazy traffic.
Exactly. A couple years ago, I was Ubering, and I picked up a girl from our area and took her all the way down to Ybor.
Oh, that was a good Uber.
Not really.
No?
I mean, it was like $40, but no tip, nothing. It's like you're driving that far, you know. And now it was, by the time we got down there, it was actually like a minute or two before midnight.
Ooh.
Now I am stuck in the middle of 7th Avenue, bumper-to-bumper traffic. The girls just jump out and
epic fail.
Do their own thing. And it's like, then I picked up another couple, and she was quite inebriated. She had to go to Brandon. No big issue. Now I'm driving, and her and her boyfriend, hookup, whatever it is, was in the back seat. And she's, you know, trying to talk to me and grab my arm and this and that. And I'm like, lady, you know, and finally, whoever it was, oh, yeah, we're going back to such and such a hotel. Okay.
Oh, come on!
Yeah. So that was a New Year's to remember.
I'm sure. Do you Uber anymore?
Once in a blue moon.
I think there's actually a blue moon this year. There's like a bunch of full moons this year, and there's actually a blue one.
Nice.
I saw that somewhere. So, Ben, what about yourself?
Oh, man. Everything's pretty much the same.
Welcome, Ben.
Well, thanks, Bobby. everything's pretty much the same. We talked about New Year's resolutions on a previous episode, didn't we? You tend not to make them.
What's that?
You don't make them.
No, I don't.
But I did make one. I made another one. This year, this is going to be an exercise year. I'm going to get more exercise. I'm going to eat even healthier.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, good for you.
Yeah, how's your healthy eating going, Bobby?
Actually, very well until someone influences me and
anyone
just forces me to go out. But other than that, it's going very well. I think all in all, last year, I lost 25, 30 pounds.
How much you gain back?
I'll tell you in a second.
Oh, okay. Make sure you get your iPad handy to tell you how much weight you got back.
Yes.
He's gonna download his calculator.
I shouldn't have to. Where in the?
No, you should do the math in your head.
Swipe up from the bottom. That'll bring your tools.
No, it just brings up a picture of Bobby.
What?
I guess that is the tools.
Oh, my soul.
Anyways, so
it was like 6 to 8 pounds that I gained.
Okay.
Oh, 6 to 8.
Well, that's not bad.
So not too bad.
So that's about what I gained loss. Back in, okay. during the holidays.
I mean, I fell off my birthday in November, and I had a doctor's appointment. What? I'm sorry?
You fell off what?
The diet.
Oh, not the latter.
So I had a talk with the doctor, and he's like, well, it's your birthday. You make most of it. I said, okay. I said, well then, bud. I said...
So he's Russian?
You got Thanksgiving. I said, then you've got Christmas and all that stuff. Oh, have fun. You come back, you do it again. I said, okay.
No, Irish. That's got to be Irish.
What nationality is this guy?
I don't know.
I'm thinking Irish.
Greek?
Greek? Oh, that was a Greek accent.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my bad.
So then we started talking about me and my ethanol. And
what?
Oh, alcohol.
Your ethanol?
Alcohol.
Alcohol. No. Okay. You drink too much?
The ethanol is like, that's specific to fuel, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
You mean like ethyl alcohol.
Whatever. Any rate. Now
ETOH. Just say ETOH.
Like they're going to know what ETOH is.
Like you know what it is. Just go. Just talk.
I know what it is. Oh, so with this diet, it's like clear liquors.
Clear liquors?
Yes. So I love my...
Well, that is one way to lose weight.
I love my super dirty martinis.
Whatever that is.
It's probably one way to lose nutrients, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
What kind of diet is that?
So he's like, yes, martini. Yes. I love a good martini. Said me too.
Drink of the martini.
So
the Irish.
Then they shake hand.
Yeah.
No, we threw a plate on the ground and stomped and hey.
Oh, so he's Jewish.
Jewish, yeah. Hmm.
I thought that was Greek.
No, that's what they do at Jewish weddings.
Well, they break a glass, right?
What was the big fat Greek wedding?
Oh, I never saw it.
I thought that was.
I think a lot of people break plates.
I think it's the Middle Eastern thing.
Yeah.
That kind of Mediterranean, not Middle East, Mediterranean.
Yeah. I know what you meant. I picked up what you're putting down.
Yeah. So. Very good.
So you're.
I mean,
your big fat Greek doctor.
No, he's like, lost a lot of weight.
He's like, that's a nice.
He's on the martini diet too.
Yeah.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
That's all you drink, I'm sure.
That's all you have. That's it.
He told me to, you know, start buying pants smaller and get them like more fitting.
Oh, he wants to wear skinny jeans.
Oh, Bobby, don't wear skinny.
It sounds like in a roundabout way. I'm like, that's yeah, I don't know about
a
that.
Roundabout way for skinny jeans.
Yeah.
There are some people that try skinny jeans that should not be in skinny jeans.
I pretty much think
anybody. Boots with a fur?
I think anybody who tries skinny jeans, it's always an attempt. And a failed one at that.
Yeah. I mean, there's one thing with like tapered or whatever, but when they're like skinny, it looks weird.
Yeah, because I like loose.
Especially if they're not skinny.
Well, there's that. But I think it kind of marks my age when I'm irritated by the way kids dress or their hairstyle is.
Yeah. Have you noticed, speaking of dress, like the boys now, their shorts are getting shorter.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, what is this? What is going on here?
I don't know.
Booty shorts.
Not quite that, but they're like mid thigh anymore. It's weird.
Yeah. It's like a regression.
We're like old, I guess.
To the 80s, 70s, you know, short shorts. Kinda.
Not quite that short, but they're. They're getting there,
yeah.
Did they have short shorts in the 70s?
I think they did make them then, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, they did.
I just remember bell-bottom.
You remember bell-bottoms? You were born in 74.
Well, watching TV. Good times. Hey.
I never watched it.
Oh, my
good times?
Soul.
Was that?
JJ.
Was that good times?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Bobby, since we're back in the new season, brand new episode, do we have any news?
Actually, we do.
Oh, I think we need to hear.
I think you're right.
All right.
That's dynamite.
All right. It's out of sight.
Yeah.
And now. News or headlines with Bobby.
So it's back in the news again. It's funny how people don't like something or find something disgusting and they automatically want the person arrested, fined. Now passengers on an airline are calling for a prison sentence for a man's disgusting mid-air act. And believe it or not, I personally don't think that you should call for prison sentence. I think it's kind of going above and beyond. But there's a lot of gross things that people do. You know, I mean, take for instance, kissing your dog, not brushing your teeth, picking your nails.
So what does this guy do?
So...
Or do I want to know?
You probably don't want to know. So, however,
you're
going to
tell us anyway, aren't you?
I am. You've got one passenger on a recent economy flight. Seemed to have missed the memo and engaged in one of the most disgusting mid-air acts in history of air travel. So, reported by the Express UK, an unfortunate traveler found themselves sat just over from one man who caused shock with his revolting behavior, and onlookers went so far as demand prison sentence for his actions. So, he's sitting in economy.
Right. What did he do?
I'm getting there if you just yes. have some patience.
No. Woo. Patience. The point.
Patience is a virtue.
Yes. Not when you have a 30-minute show and we got to get to the point.
So, they find themselves knee-to-knee for lengthy amounts of time, which is probably why the incident caused such an outrage. So, someone had posted the video to Instagram about the flight-shaming passenger seated to the left. So, this video had been viewed 339,071 times at the time of this writing.
That's someone to prison.
Yeah. Watching this man dressed in a gray tracksuit pants, one leg crossed over the other, barefoot resting on his knee, picking dead skin off of his feet with his fingers, and letting this detritus fall on the floor of the plane. Now you've got people, kids that drop toys, food, you know, some kid drops their peanuts or a pretzel. They don't know any better. They want their pretzel or the peanuts. They're just going to pick it up off the floor and eat it.
So he's picking the skin off his feet.
The dead skin off his feet, yes.
You disgust me.
Oh, it was. So.
But prison sentence, come on, people.
Oh, no, you're absolutely right.
Call that drama. That's what I call it.
Yeah, that's a lot of drama.
Yes.
Save the drama for your mama. All right.
Or your llama.
So, hilarious white elephant gifts. How about giving somebody for their white elephant Christmas a beer glove?
A what?
A beer glove. It almost looks like a sock that you put your hand in and it wraps around in the formation of like a container to keep your hand warm while you're drinking a cold beverage
It's like a can warming glove, it looks like from the photo.
A perfect mug for any office setting. I survived another meeting that should have been an email.
Yeah, we've been there.
Yeah. Several times.
How about a United States?
People might think that too about our show.
Ice cube tray.
Especially news. Sorry, I'll take that out. Maybe.
United States ice cube tray. So you have one piece of ice for each state.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is kind of... Yeah, actually, they have California out. The picture shows a glass of some red liquid with Texas floating in it kind of perfectly.
Huh.
California right next to it. It is pretty neat. I actually would like that.
Well, California could be floating eventually. But or that's sinking. That's yeah. for another day.
Or burning up.
Yeah.
How about a bacon and bourbon infused candle?
That sounds disgusting.
How about a dinosaur taco holder?
Show Joel that picture. That's actually kind of cool, too.
Which one?
That picture right there. The dino taco holder.
Oh, it's like a...
Adam might like that.
T-Rex. Yeah.
Are that... No, that's like a rhino.
That's a Triceratops.
Triceratops, but... yeah.
T-Rex, Triceratops.
How about...
They're all dinosaurs.
A meal in a pinch where you have oven mitts that are in the shape of a... Lobster claw.
That's been around forever.
Oh, it's kind of weird.
These are like...
Almost like gag gifts.
Yeah.
Desktop arcade games.
Yeah, we don't need that around here. People get less work done.
Yeah.
Adult party game, which they're classifying, what do you meme?
Yeah, you just put memes with things. I've seen it. They've played it.
That's like our everyday gifts with Bobby.
How about a snowman toilet seat cover?
My mom had one of those. I don't know why, but she did.
Probably a gag gift.
Actually, she decorated every Christmas with that thing on the toilet.
Oh.
How about the 10 least caring cities in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, let's see. Let me guess. Let's take a guess. What do you think the 10 least? We'll try to get the top 10. I'm going to say New York is one of them.
Yeah, probably. D.C. Wait. Regarding what, though? Least caring for who?
Yeah.
For whom?
It doesn't clarify? Just least caring cities?
Caring for the community, favors for the neighbors, food, clothing, caring for the vulnerable, adoption rate, rehabilitation centers, per capita.
So broad.
Caring in the workforce, nurses per capita, firefighters per capita, mental health counselors, and so on.
I'm still going to go with New York as in the top 10.
Benjamin?
Top 10, I'll say Houston, Texas.
Chicago.
So, number 10.
Yeah, Chicago.
Number 10, Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Hmm.
Number 9, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Number 8, Miami, Florida.
Yeah.
Not a huge surprise.
Number 7, Detroit, Michigan.
Yeah.
Number 6, Stockton, California.
Oh, yeah.
So Detroit, though, you know, you got to give that place a little bit of a break. I mean, they are in a severe economic downcline.
Yeah, I mean, what's their claim to fame? Eminem and Kid Rock?
Yeah, well, there's that, too.
Yeah, but they make all the cars there, or a majority of the cars.
That's the problem. Used to.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Number 5, Corpus Christi, Texas.
That's down by the
Houston,
border.
Number 4, Houston, Texas. Number 3, Laredo, Texas.
Woo.
So why don't we just wipe Texas out? Number 2, San Bernardino, California.
Is that a surprise?
Yeah, that's in the valley, so.
And number 1, Birmingham, Alabama.
I've never been there.
I've been through there. I never stopped.
And believe it or not, that's all I've got for today.
Oh, wow. Good job, Bobby.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Thank you, boys.
Especially with the state-shaped ice cube tray.
Yeah.
If you bookmark that, I might like to look that one up.
Yeah.
That would be fun just to spring on somebody.
Is what the people in Birmingham want to do.
I-65 in a slow lane southbound. I'm all alone again. Trying to figure out how I got here. Part of me will not to see and I're all alone again.
That ice cube tray is $8.
That's not bad.
Ooh. That's dynamite.
There's a part of me that wants to be back there with
Joel.
You.
What? Please don't quit your full-time job.
Don't worry. I know my role.
So you should.
He's leaving Birmingham. Because they are number one in caring. Or is that what it said? Caring?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. As somebody that's lived in Alabama, I'm surprised Mobile wasn't up there.
I thought you were in like Florabama.
Well, I was in Mobile. Florabama is more south of there on the coast.
Yeah.
Mobile's like in a kind of a bay area, which is kind of funny. Everywhere I've lived, I've been near a bay, some type of bay, or at least right by the water, except when I was first born in Indiana. We really didn't.
Or where you are right now.
Yeah, we live near Tampa Bay.
So
I was thinking of your actual city that wasn't a bay.
No,
but
I'm
you
just
have
saying,
rivers
I live...
and...
Oh, yeah. So what is it?
I was just looking at that ice tray thing, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to obsess over it. It's just funny.
The comments?
Yeah, it's some of the states are all lumped together, right? It says the small states are clumped together. So Rhode
what do
I was
you
saying,
expect?
That's the point. But someone asked, you know, where is Rhode Island? And said, okay, the small states are all clumped together. And someone said, why is Pennsylvania missing? And someone wrote, because it's an ice tray.
That's great. Because it's an ice tray. Oh, man, that's great.
So
what's new with you, Ben?
Not a whole lot. I've taken up some martial arts again. Exercise. This is kind of not necessarily a New Year's thing. It started late last year, but between that and working, eating, sleeping, and paying taxes, there isn't a whole lot.
Well, you've kind of started to get into eBay too.
That's true. Well, yeah, but I got to get out of Lazy Bay to get into eBay.
Yeah, I mean, you do got to put the work in, and that's, I mean, I'm thinking that's one of my goals this year. I don't really set resolutions or whatever, but one of my goals is I'd like to kind of build my eBay business, build it more, get more, make more profits off of it.
Well, and that's what they're saying now. and this is the first year I've heard of it, but resolutions, and it could be a resolution that you call a goal or vice versa. They're kind of interchangeable.
Yeah.
But they're saying now, instead of saying, hey, I want to lose like 300 pounds this year, or I want to jog a mile every day, start small and do little obtainable things.
Yeah. Well, that's normal. That's and with anything.
Because
if you meet that first plateau, you're going to want to, you know, the first goal.
It exactly.
Makes it easier. It's kind of like the snowball effect. So, and Bobby was talking about possibly starting a vlog.
Yes.
What is your vlog going to be about? Do you know yet, or?
I do. I'm trying to think of how to really incorporate it, but kind of all the screw-ups that I've learned, or all the things that I've learned the hard way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be lengthy.
This is
an ongoing series then, right?
Well, that's usually what a vlog is, so.
I guess, yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but it's more, I don't know, I mean, how many cars have I had over the years? I think at one point, I think I was up to 20-something.
Cars?
Yeah.
You've had 20 cars?
Yes.
Holy moly.
So, yeah. Man. I mean, and just other things that I've learned.
Now, and if I were wealthy, I'd probably have 20 cars at one time, because I like cars.
Well, yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
Bobby's problem was you didn't get wealthy first.
Yeah.
I started watching a YouTube video. Actually, one of our coworkers had given me a like budget tracker, but I like to budget per paycheck. And that's a lot easier for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that the sheet that she gave me, in conjunction with the plethora of other tools that I have, thank you, Ben, stop staring. I'm learning to, that's going to be my goal this year, ultimately, is to...
To make your own?
Budget better, and...
Not buy the new fancy things that you see?
Yes, and...
Kind of like Dora, you see the shiny thing, and then...
Ah!
Ooh, I've actually...
Shiny and new!
Done really good so far. I wanted to buy a couple things, and Ben and I actually discussed it, and I went 2 or 3 times to go to that store, and...
Is the Apple store?
No. We were talking about Michael's the other day for that frame, and I went to the one, and they were gone. I'm like, what in the heck? So I Googled them, didn't say anything, so I called the phone number just to listen to the recording to see what they either were closed or their location.
Oh, the Michaels.
They moved down. Yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I could have told you that.
I'm like, you know what? I was in the parking lot, and I'm like, I'm not driving down there. Home I went.
Oh, that's good.
And then when I came from the dentist the other day, I was coming back from Tampa, and I was going to Michael's, and I'm like, you know what? I don't need it right now. I continued home.
Well, there's a big difference between a $25 picture frame, though, and an $800 drone, or...
But the bottom line is, I didn't buy it. I controlled myself.
And what about that other thing you got? 2-for-1 deal. Buy one, get one. That
was
a payment plan, right?
Well, yes, but that was for better service for myself and someone else. And yeah.
So you had to get the upgraded version.
Well, if I'm gonna go in, I'm gonna go big.
See, go big or go home. That's what you've got to learn, Bobby. Not always go big. Sometimes you need to go small and work up to big.
Is it a net savings, though, per month?
Yeah. Are you saving money, or are you actually...
Absolutely not. But with that...
Good job, Bobby.
But with that, and I've said it in the past, and I'll defend it till I'm 6 feet under, is you get what you pay for. You know, I'm...
I mean, true. And that includes financial ruin.
Possibly.
I doubt you're going to ruin your finances over a cell phone, but you just got to be careful, man.
Yeah. We give Bobby a hard time, but we do care for Bobby.
Yeah.
He might not think it some days because we can be kind of ruthless, but Bobby can give it back too. But I think Ben and I, we just let it roll off our backs. It doesn't let it affect us too much.
Yeah, Bobby, you're one of those people with a big red button that says, you know, compress me.
The easy button.
Yeah, yeah, and I do.
I'm not that easy.
Well.
Okay, well, maybe when you open your mouth and you start.
See what I mean?
Well, that's good, Bobby. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, good. That's a wise direction to make a goal in.
Yeah,
that's and, close oh, to. And before you got me sidetracked. So, speaking about this woman and this YouTube stuff, I started watching some of her videos and
Who is it? You know her name?
I don't know her name. I know the name of what she goes by on YouTube, but it's the Budget Mom.
Oh.
And I really like some of the things that I saw, and I'm actually trying to implement some of them. I mean, we get paid Friday. I'm going to attempt to do it. I already did the budget sheet for that pay week.
Does she follow Dave Ramsey at all? Because that's what a lot of people do. And he has a lot of good information, some stuff.
I did buy one of his books and started reading it, and I'm not a big reader unless I thoroughly enjoy something.
Yeah.
And
he's got a radio show you can listen to as well.
Okay. I did buy one of his books, and I actually thoroughly enjoy it. I didn't finish it.
Right.
I get sidetracked. Oh, squirrel. And that's it. And then I forget about it.
It's all baby steps.
But I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Personally, I mean, him as a person, I've read stories that I'm not thrilled about. Just the way he does certain things in his offices. But I think as far as when it comes to his budgeting stuff, it's pretty good. I know a lot of people follow it. There's some things, I mean, I'm no expert by any means that I might not agree with, but that's, I think people, and what I've heard people that have gone through is he's got that financial piece stuff and the total money makeover and all. I've heard people say it's what you put into it and you can kind of do what you want and go as fast as you want or hard as you want and whatever.
Absolutely.
So.
And I'm learning through all this financial difficulty, ruins, whatever you want to call it, that just because somebody has a program out there doesn't mean that you buy that program. If you can just pick pieces out of it that you don't have to pay for and you can start implementing it.
Right.
And like you said, baby steps.
And mindfulness.
Yeah.
Just be mindful of what your like actions know, are. What consequences you're going to have for doing that.
Yeah, if you... Exactly.
Yeah, because I don't want to live with Ben the rest of my life, but...
I don't think he's going to let you live with him.
Forever. Yeah.
Segueing into something else and talking about books and stuff. So, obviously... You know, where we've been, that, you know, Live PD was here and stuff, and I still actively follow it. I enjoy most of the cops out there because Leos are, you know, like, really big to me. But at any rate, there's one that I follow on Instagram. She is Birmingham, Alabama. And
she's leaving Birmingham.
That's kind of funny.
Exactly.
How that all worked together. That was great. Good job.
So I didn't realize how...
Love it.
I shouldn't say religious she is because I don't know that fact, but she made a challenge and she actually completed it last year. So she read every book of the Bible from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
My question for you, and she said this year she was going to start another one, and I get people read the book over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Why she wants to read every version. So why every version? Because it's the same concept, just written differently.
Kind of. And that's the big thing with the versions of the Bible. In the translations they use, some of them use what's called the KJV, the King James Version. It was translated from the Textus Receptus, which is what most scholars that, you know, are familiar with that believe is the most accurate as far as the manuscripts and the original writings. Some of the other versions use the Westcott, and I think it's Westcott and Hort or something like that, and that's kind of a little bit different as far
I'm not trying to make fun of this, and I know you're going to get on me. The Westcott and what?
Hort.
Hort?
Yeah, I think that's... I could be wrong. I can't remember off... I mean...
I thought you said Hort at first, and I'm like...
No. H-O-R-T, I believe. Or okay. It might be Horton. Well, I have to look it up. But it's something like that. And that's even with the different versions. You have to be careful because... A lot of them are copyrighted, and if you know anything about copyrights, you have to make a certain amount of changes each year to keep that copyright valid. So these versions, they're changing it every year, which the Bible's not supposed to change. And that's why the King James Version is not copyrighted at all. And that's, you won't see it like, it is actually the best-selling book, But you won't see it, like, the New York Times will put it at the top, but it is the best-selling book. And even with other versions, they take verses out.
You know how the New York Times, not to segue, but you know how that works, right?
No.
New York Times bestsellers isn't on how many books have sold from the store to the person's hand. It's how many that the stores are ordering.
Ah.
That's why the day they can come out, they can be on the
very interesting
list.
Okay, that makes sense. But yeah, with the different versions, like the new international version, it's taken a lot of verses out. And a lot of them, one thing you really got to be careful about, I mean, if you're religious and you want to follow the Bible, if you are, you look at Mary in the King James Version, it calls her a virgin. Other versions, they call her a young woman. Well, there's a big difference between a virgin and a young woman.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so that's kind of a young woman can be a virgin, but doesn't mean
she is. That's where I was going, but...
So, and that's what you got to watch. And then some of the versions take the blood out, and there's a verse about that there's no redemption without the shedding of blood. You can't take the blood out, or else there's no redemption. So that's a lot you got to be careful with. I mean, I went to a Christian college. We had a lot of classes about that, a lot of chapel services. Being a pastor's son, I've learned a lot through the years. So, and even now, I still kind of research different stuff. Excuse me. I just had a discussion with my daughter because she's talking about one of the versions, and I wasn't that familiar, so I had to look it up. And sure enough, that version takes verses out of the Bible. They use a different manuscript. It's copyrighted, so. Well, there you go.
Not only that, but each denomination uses a different version.
Yeah, and even...
Not necessarily, right? But
well, you've got the NIV, the KJV.
The New King James Version, the ESV, the NSAB.
That's not up to the denomination, though.
It's each individual church's. Now, like, some churches, like the... I think, like, the Southern Baptist, they might prefer this certain version. They want their pastors to use that. Like, church I go to is an independent. So the pastor makes their own decision. We use the King James Version. Most of your independent churches, like especially Baptist churches, they're going to use that version. But again, it's usually up to the pastor what version they're going to use. So, I mean, stay away from the Messenger Bible or the Message Bible because it's just a... Yeah. Sorry if I offend anybody listening, but it's not any good. Most versions aren't, except the...
It's just a statement of opinion.
Yeah. So, does that help?
Very good.
Sorry, I went on a diatribe about versions, but...
Well, I mean...
It's something I'm knowledgeable about.
Yeah, exactly.
Bobby's holding his mouth. I don't know why. I don't know what he was about to say.
Oh, yeah, that's such a rare thing.
I mean, I could edit it out if I needed to.
Okay, well, you're going about versions and virgins and...
Yeah. Well, that's not so bad, Bobby. It's just what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. So, yeah, Ben, he's... You're going to work on exercising. Bobby, thinking about the blog. I know I talked about this, I think, our last episode, or one before that. I'd still like to start a second podcast about, you know, my eBay stuff. I'm even considering doing a vlog or a YouTube channel.
Well, I definitely want your help with the vlog anyway, because you're good with audio, video, and all that type of stuff. And then over my little sabbatical, I went up to my parents and... The new parkway is coming, like,
oh, that's right.
2 blocks north of them.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry, 2 blocks west of them. So I took the drone up, and I was flying around, taking still pictures and stuff. It was pretty cool. And I started doing some video flying around, and I started looking at the video the other day, and it's awful shaky. And I couldn't figure out why, because I'm like, all right, well, it's not the controller I'm holding, because...
Buy another one.
The video is done through the actual drone.
Yeah, right, of course.
So... Apparently, there's a setting in the actual controller that I need to change.
Oh, the stabilization?
Yeah.
And you're using what, iMovie?
Yes.
I don't know if in iMovie there's actually a stabilization effect. I know, and I can't remember the name of that program that I use. It's not...
I'm listening.
It's Adobe. No, I know. I was thinking. It's Adobe. It's not After Effects. It's Premiere. Premiere Pro.
Okay.
That's what I use. I know there is in one like that, and there's also one in, because in the past I've used Sony, it used to be Sony Vegas. Now I think they just, I don't know what they call it now. I don't even know, because I haven't used it in a while, but they have one as well. So, but if you check an iMovie, that might be a way to stabilize it that way as well. So, but again, there's tons of, a lot of the stuff I've learned with video editing is from, just YouTube, looking.
Yeah, I definitely want to look it up to see if there's a setting with the controller.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if it was the actual controller at first, a setting, or if it was the rotors making it look...
User error.
I don't think the rotors would necessarily do that unless you were close to the ground. Because, you know, like if you have a fan and sometimes if you have a light above the ceiling fan, it's going to make it look crazy. So, I mean, if you're close to the ground, that might cause it. But I don't think, I don't know how, what the altitude of your drone was.
I was up pretty high.
Yeah, that wouldn't affect it.
Like, unless I mean, definitely over a parkway.
Unless it was really windy.
YouTube will be your friend, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, awesome. I know one goal we need to have this year.
Record more.
Yes. We only got 20, it's been over a year since we started this.
Wow.
The first one I think we did last, like, 2018. I can't remember exactly. I'll tell you. 2018, and I think it was in, like, September or something like that. It was really early.
Sounds about familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was before I started buying the house. And because I remember recording an episode December, January last year.
Yep.
About the car salesman...
It was before Octa, because I know, remember we used to use SoundCloud and then we switched to Anchor, so I had to upload our episode, and the first ones are saying October 19th, so I know it was before that we started recording, because we have, the first five were before that, so that's, what was that?
Bobby's mouth.
Oh. But yeah, we need to record. I don't know, I know... Every week is kind of rough, especially because we get busy with, you know, our day jobs.
What about once a month?
Once a month, once or twice a month. You think we can commit to once or twice a month?
I'd commit to that.
Twice.
I think twice would be good.
I can give it to once a month, and then twice a month be the aim, the ultimate aim.
Aim high, and then...
Shoot low, aim high.
Exactly. Yeah, so cause we're going to lose listeners, you know, how...
We probably only have one left.
Our estimated audience right now is 8.
Is 8?
Yeah. But here, the total plays
Shane
of...
Shane and Anthony, that's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, ooh. Shane and Anthony, that's right.
25%.
And Shane and Anthony, we can get some money.
That's right, we just... Because we no longer have a sponsorship, so... I mean, the Anchor one's there, but that's... Whatever. We could make a trailer, too. Yeah, we've made a whole... from all our episodes and our sponsorships. And I think if we record more, we'll probably have more opportunities there. Not that we're doing anything with it. Not that we're going to be famous or anything.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, look at some of these YouTubers that never dreamed of going big, and they are.
That is true. I mean, 1.4K total plays, that's not bad. I mean, for a year. For our little humble thing that we're doing and we don't expect anything from.
As little effort as we put into it, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, we come in, record.
Especially one of us.
Yeah, so sounds good. All right, you guys all ready to wrap it up?
Yeah, I gotta pee.
I do too. I got an interview at 1:30.
We gotta edit some of this stuff out too.
Yeah, our poor editor, he works hard. All right, well, do I have a sound I play at the end? I forgot.
No, we don't.
Okay,
usually ask us, what are our parting words?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then you give out the contact info.
We should get one, though.
Yeah, an outro? Yeah, definitely. Maybe if I knew a sound engineer, I could get that done.
Yeah.
In his spare time, you know, between eBay and...
Yeah, if you only knew one.
Work. Yeah. So, Bobby, any parting words?
It's great to be back. It was a fun day.
And you thought we were going to come in here and make money the whole time, didn't you?
Yes.
We were actually pretty nice.
Yeah, we cut it down to like 90% of the time.
Actually, I think it was like 10%.
Well,
we're kind.
Who's doing the math, you know?
Well, it's not new math.
Apparently not me.
Yeah, don't. So, my parting words would be, thanks for sticking around, those of you that did.
Yeah. Invite your friends.
Yes, thank you, all 8 of you.
Yeah, all 8 of you.
Which, it's probably actually 5, because the 3 of us have listened.
That's true.
I didn't think about that.
That was good, Bobby. I like that.
Nope. That's good math. Good math, Bob. You're getting there.
Very good. It was good quick.
I was quick. I'm impressed. So,
was I.
If you want to contact us, you can email the show at forthcomingpodcast@gmail.com. And always, complaints, attention.
Bobby.
Bobby.
How many How many complaints have you gotten?
Luckily, none.
Yeah, oddly enough, zero.
Well, then again, I haven't checked it.
Oh, I do check it once in a while, and there really hasn't been any emails at all. Even that pop-off guy.
We got Twitter and Facebook handles.
Yeah, we got Twitter at...
Fourth podcast one?
No, no, forthcoming pod one.
Yeah, that's it. Forthcoming pod one. Yeah, and then the Facebook is forthcoming podcast. So
I'm still an admin on that.
I don't even know what it is. Hey, Bobby, maybe you should start an Instagram for us. I don't know what we'd have on there, but...
Catfishes.
We can't even post anything on Twitter or Facebook.
That's true. Or even an episode for that matter. Yeah, so anyways, that's how you can contact us. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for sticking around.
Again, you know where to find us if you're listening. Tell your friends, your family, your enemies. We don't care. As long as they listen.
Yeah, just tell people. Tell the homeless guy down the street.
Yeah, I mean, he might give you
The homeless guy down the street's probably not going to have a smartphone or...
How do you think you got
homeless? Call all the time.
Yeah, you kidding me? Yeah.
I'm in the homeless camp. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, buddy. So it's true. They might not have a home, but they have a phone.
All right, I'll
give
you that.
So I guess E.T. doesn't phone home anymore.
Doesn't he get beamed up now?
That's a dad joke.
I know. I am a dad, so.
That was a dad joke.
Dad joke to go with a dad body.
I think it just threw up in my mouth.
Good. That's what I like to hear.
On that note.
On that note. Thanks for listening.
See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you tomorrow.
Did you ask? Mama.